This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
How we run through all the trending stories is we put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy. So I read off headlines and then Hannah tells me which ones you want me to click on over the next 2 minutes. And then you feel like, cool, I just scrolled through the internet while juggling a million things. Like, Americans think the ideal family size is what?
Ooh, it's probably smaller than it used to be, right?
It has shrunk significantly. 2.7 children. So I don't know if I am on the ideal family
size.
What's
2.7? Right.
Yeah.
But back in the 1930s, it used to be like 3.6. Like, people wanted bigger families. 80% of the people favored at least two children. So they felt like 80% of people voted for two children. Another select voted for three, and that's where you get the average. So people now no longer want large families.
Nobody can afford a big
family. Yeah. Like, having three kids does feel like this is a large family in 2025. Like, wow, we have a huge family.
When I hear three kids now, I'm like, oof.
UFC White House event now set for June instead of 4th of July, which was the whole goal of the thing.
Why?
So they said due to logistical issues, which I don't really understand. It's like...
very vague.
Yeah. But guys, this event, there's going to be a UFC fight in the middle of the White House lawn. That is all true. Weigh-ins will happen at the Lincoln Memorial. It's a one-night event. It'll happen in the south lawn of the White House. Fighters will be permitted to warm up inside the White House. That's where they'll be like doing their boxing stuff. Inside our White House.
Do we know who's fighting yet?
They haven't announced who's fighting yet. Everyone wants to fight. It's going to be like the most watched.
Yeah, going to be like the biggest deal ever. Yeah.
They're not going to fight at an octagon. They're going to go fight at the Pentagon.
It's crazy. How many friends?
That's like weird to me.
It is crazy. How many friends does the average guy make in a lifetime?
Average guy?
Yeah.
I'll keep moving. What about the women?
Okay.
I feel like it's... yeah, no, it says men, but I do feel like it's kind of interesting for everyone, but we'll never know because you passed that.
Correct.
Well, we're out of time, and I was just about
to get to... no friends for you, Kevin!
Yeah, I was just about to get to a Star Wars story, too, Kev.
Brett better keep it, keep it! Brett better keep it moving!
All right, we are commercial-free here on the Brett Maga Show. Brides, have you ever just crushed those bridesmaid gifts? Or if you're a groom, did you, like, love the groomsmen gifts? Because I feel like for most weddings, it's always the same. 855-444-MEGA 855-444-6342. If you've ever given one or you just received it, like, these were awesome bridesmaid gifts, these were awesome groomsmen gifts because they're tricky to buy for. You just got back from a bachelorette party, Hannah, and you literally love the gift that you received.
Yes, I was so happy to receive my little bachelorette gift, I guess it would be called. So we went on a lake for the bachelorette trip.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if...
to continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
this is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And the bride gifted us all monogrammed towels. And what I loved about it is, you know, it said like our name. And what I liked about it is like I can use that wherever and whenever now. Like, a lot of the times with gifts like that, it'll say, you know, like, blank's bachelorette with, like, the date. And you can't use that all the time. But the monogram towel was perfect because We all got to use them on the lake, and like I will use that gift mm-hmm. for a long time. Also, shout out to Bessie Sid because she gave me my favorite color.
Which is Ooh. Pink.
Pink, yeah. I, when I saw all the towels laid out on the table, well. I was like, oh man, I hope I got the pink one.
Oh my God, you were really cheering like that? I think they're tricky. Like for like my groomsmen gifts, I did give like the typical beer stein, and I did feel a little bit cliche. We did have like, I did like different like superheroes for each of them and their superhero power that reminded me of them. So I tried to do a personal touch. But I did feel like, I don't know, I just feel like I'm walking into shot glass, Ville, right? Like yeah. that's all kind of the same. AB, when you did the bachelor party gifts, have you guys given out gifts yet? Where are we at with the gifts for the bride, for the bridesmaids?
Well, so we've already done both bachelorette trips that I was maid of honor for both of those.
Did you give the gifts in that situation?
Yes. So the maid of honor is like responsible for getting gifts for everybody, which is funny you say monogram towels because I got that for one of the brides because we were in Rosemary Beach.
Yes. Oh,
so I got her a monogram towel in her favorite color, which is gray. And but with her new monogram, so her new last name.
Oh, brilliant.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. But I am very curious because...
Do people like the towels? It seems like towels are a big hit.
Towels are great, but they can be expensive. So it's impressive she got them for the whole party.
Did she get them for the whole group?
She got them for the whole party. And then now that I think about it, when she asked us to be bridesmaids, she gave us each a box, too, that had gifts in it. And like she did the whole like fake newspaper article with like information about us and information about the wedding. And in there... there was like a hair clip. Mm-hmm. We each got like a personalized keychain, which I love my H keychain that she gave me. It just broke. I texted her about that. But yeah, just like personalized stuff. And I like that better because we can use that after the wedding as well.
We did a destination wedding. And when everyone arrived at the wedding, they had these like care packages. And each of them, because my wife and I did long distance for so long, they each represented the different cities we're in from all over the country. And they would have like specialty food from like St. Louis. We had gooey butter cake from Spokane. We had like coffee because in the Pacific Northwest, coffee is really important. So it was from all these different places we lived. In Memphis, we had barbecue. And like and so we had these different things that represented each of the cities that all helped us come together as a couple. And so we gave those gifts for people, and I thought that was really unique because it was really part of our story.
That's a good one.
855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Is there a gift that you received from a like a wedding party that you're like, oh my God, I just love this? All right, we're talking about bridesmaid gifts or groomsmen gifts that you just felt like, man, these are awesome. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Hannah loved the gift that she got from her bestie Sid when she is a bridesmaid and they had the bachelorette party. She got what?
Yeah, I got this like beautiful monogram towel. It was pink. It had stripes on it. It had my name on it. It was perfect for the occasion. And I know I'll get to use that like forever.
People are, you know, usually people do some kind of monogram stuff. Right. But I feel like they're always like shot glasses or groomsmen. There's kind of cliche. But some of the things that people really like is like a tote bag because you can reuse that. Yeah. Like one that says your name on it. Another one is like a PJs of some sort or sweatpants. Ooh. And then super comfortable that it says your name on it or the bride's name on it. And remember it.
Bridesmaid.
It does. Like it says like the wedding, like the two people that got married and their date on it. So that you're like, oh, you remember that I was part of this specialty occasion. And robes is another big gift.
Robes. Give me a robe, I'm going to wear it.
Yeah, people like those.
Are pocket knives on that list?
No, not pocket knives, but Cheryl has one that fits in the same realm. What did your boyfriend get all the guys?
He gave them the Thermacell mosquito belt clips that hook onto their belt so when they're out hunting or fishing, the mosquitoes stay away from them.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing, but I'm sure all those guys that love hunting were like, dude, that is so cool.
Yeehaw.
Cheryl, thank you so much for the call. Speaking of hunting, I was a groomsman / bridesmaid in one of my best friend's wedding. She asked me to stand up, and I got a groomsman gift because she's like, I'm not going to get you the same gifts as the bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. And they all got guns. Like, he made guns.
Whoa.
I don't think it's illegal. I think it's illegal.
And, what?
And he, like, made a gun. He's like, this is so illegal. Don't talk about it on the air. But, like, I don't know. I don't even know where my gun is.
It was long enough ago.
Oh, perfect. And you lost the unregistered gun.
Yeah. And, like, he didn't give me all the pieces because I didn't want it because he, like, had to mail it back to me. And so
he sent you a gun in the mail.
You had a, he sent me like pieces of it, what so I can keep the like pieces
oh,
of
so
it.
So you can self-assemble a gun.
What
perfect.
Is this, like a Lego set?
This is getting worse.
Yeah. Yeah. And but like they all loved it. They all lived in the same area. They got to put their gun together. They were shooting it. I don't like not a gun guy at all. And so I didn't know what to do with it. I was like, cool. And he's like, well, and then it's what he said, like, I'll keep all the pieces so no one can assemble it. And I'll mail you like a certain part that kind of like highlights, because like, I guess you put the serial number as like their dates or something. He's like, so you're a part of it. And I was like, cool, I guess. Like, I don't know what to do with this thing. Thank you for this gift.
All right.
And so I have it like in a case, and it's just like basically something he made.
And when your sons get married, he'll send you the rest.
Yes, yeah. My sons get married. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here on the Brett Maga Show. We do appreciate you. Hannah, what's coming up in the entertainment world?
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo is dropping new music. Kinda. I'll tell you what that means next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
I've said it once, and I'll just continue to say it until I'm blue in the face. The competition for, like, the It Pop Girl is steep. Taylor, Tate, Gracie, Sabrina, and don't forget Olivia Rodrigo, too. Sometimes I forget Olivia Rodrigo just because all of our girls are out here doing, like, the biggest things, and the competition just is crazy out there. But Olivia's trying to, like, keep all of her fans happy and be as relevant as she can, because she released a new live album. And when I saw this, I honestly had to do, like, quite a bit of research because I was really confused. So this live album is going to all be songs that she performed at the Glastonbury Festival. And I had to even look up what that was, because it just said Live from Glastonbury is like the title of this album. I'm like, Glastonbury? What is that? And it's this like huge music festival out in the UK. Basically, it's like their Lollapalooza on drugs is what that is. And so in this live album that she's going to be releasing in December, there's going to be like, you know, live versions of her like big songs like Get 'Em Back, Vampire, stuff like that. But there's also going to be songs that she's covered from other bands and artists as well that kind of have a more rock feel. So in that sense, I feel like we're getting new music from Olivia.
I mean, one of the things that I think with Olivia doing this, though, is it's so interesting that you started with like comparing Olivia to Tate or Sabrina. I think it puts her in a different wheelhouse of like no longer really feeling much like a pop star to us. Like, she's a rocker live. Like, you're not going to get a Sabrina Carpenter live version, right? We're not going to get a Tate McRae.
Yeah.
But Olivia Rodrigo has moved into like a kind of semi-rock star at this point. Like, her music is very kind of rock grunge, and I feel like her releasing a live album really says, like, I'm not just a pop star
I think
anymore,
it kind of ups
right?
her talent value in my eyes, and she really is. Like, her voice doesn't need that special auto-tune, or she doesn't need all the dancing like Tate McRae does. I mean, Tate McRae, still love her, but, like, she doesn't need all that other stuff. She really can just do, like, the raw vocals, so... I agree with you. I kind of think it does separate her a little bit.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Megaminds.
Let's do the Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Maga Show. On average, adult women spend 3 times as much time doing this compared to men.
Okay, I'm pretty confident in my answer today. I think women spend a lot more money. Is it money or time?
Time.
Oh, well, I guess my answer still fits then. I'm going to say going to get coffee, like going to get Starbucks.
All right. More time in the coffee line, spending it at the coffee shop. Okay.
I think it's taking a shower.
Oh, 3 times longer in the shower. Mm. Good
That's
answer.
That's a good one.
Good answer.
I'm going to say 3 times longer getting ready in the morning.
Good answers. Mm. No one got it correct. Mm. Still up for grabs. 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. If you have a guess what women spend 3 times longer doing than men, answer's coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day. Answer coming your way. On average, adult women spend 3 times more time doing this compared to men.
Let's see. Dave texted in and said going to the bathroom. Hattie texted in and said getting ready to just leave the house in general.
It does. It takes me 8 minutes.
Bags and all the things.
8 minutes to leave the house with a shower, just getting ready. with
That's
a shower.
Insane.
We've timed it. My wife thought I was like, I keep saying that. And she's like, it's annoying. It's not 8 minutes. So then she put a stopwatch on me. I did it, guys.
Hey.
With a shower.
That's crazy.
And I still look good. That's a good. I know. On average, women spend 3 times more time on social media than men. Yeah. Women are scrolling through TikTok and Instagram.
That checks out.
How about how much time you spend doing makeup? Apparently, AB doesn't spend enough time doing her makeup. I didn't say it. Her friends have said it. Well, we're going to address it next on the Brett Maga Show. People are concerned about AB in these weddings that she's standing up in. And when I say people, I mean the brides. and it's not me who said this. It's them kind of concerned about AB's face.
Yeah. They've subtly been trying to be like, you know, you should get your makeup professionally done. Because the thing is, I'm not great at makeup. I can do, you know, the low-key, everyday, natural look. I can't do fancy makeup. Like, I can't do eyeshadow and eyeliner and my eyebrows and, like, all of these things.
Two things. One, you don't wear makeup regularly. You just, you get your lashes done and you feel like that's enough for me, right? Like,
yes.
You never wear any...
No, I'm not wearing anything right now.
Nothing. Okay.
Second
thing is, that's like a skill though, right, Hannah? Like, to be able to do makeup, it's like almost like an art. You're like painting a face for real, like no joke.
Yeah, I am super interested in makeup. I don't claim to be good at makeup either, but I watch videos nearly every day on makeup. It definitely is a craft.
Mm.
And when it comes to your friends trying to push you to get your makeup done for the wedding, I kind of have to agree with them because wedding makeup is different than everyday makeup.
Yeah.
You are being photographed by these like professionals with all the lighting. And if you, AB, you know, like lighting and stuff really makes a difference. And so when everybody else has full glam, full coverage makeup on and you don't.
And it has to last all day.
Yeah.
Which my makeup, I will be the first to admit, like it will not last all day. It lasts like maybe an hour because I'm just slapping powder on. I don't even own foundation. And that's like the foundation of makeup.
You don't even own
AB
it?
AB has even had the same. I could name every single item in AB's makeup bag.
And it's like 5 things.
For the 4 or 5 years I've known her, she's never gotten anything new other than one product her sister gave her. And I know that one too.
Yeah. So you have 5 things? That feels like a lot. So makeup, you would have more than 5?
Oh, I have 5 steps of skincare before my makeup.
My sister has a whole desk of just makeup.
How many items? Like, give me a number. Like
100?
100 things?
Because you have to, there's like all kinds of eyeshadow and lipstick and like all this stuff that I don't even understand.
Mind blown here. Okay.
But so I decided.
Because you're cheap.
Because I'm cheap, I'm doing my own makeup. But I have some time before the weddings to figure it all out. So my sister Lauren, who is pretty good at makeup, was teaching me the other day how to do my makeup. Like
Love this.
So she was teaching me how to do it and she kind of put it all on so I could see what it is supposed to look like. And I felt like I looked weird, but like apparently that's what I'm supposed to look like with
makeup.
You're
just not used to it.
Yeah.
Are you sure she's doing it right? You know, because Brett and I.
Yeah, well, you want us to take it on.
We could take a shot at it.
Yeah, you're using the wrong people. Why don't you come to the real
that's
makeup
right.
That
expert.
Seems scary.
They'd be beating face, for real.
I have
that's
no
a makeup term, by the way.
Yeah,
not a physical harm
like,
term.
What am I supposed to do with this right here?
Yeah, Brett got a little quiet.
I was like,
that's a makeup term.
Kevin and Arlie got no, that we would not
you
do that.
You guys just don't know makeup.
No, we do know, but we would be great. I do know that, although, like, Hannah is right, when it comes to, like, photograph makeup and video makeup, it is different.
Mm-hmm.
I've done TV before, and they did my makeup when I did TV. And
did you feel weird?
Yes. Like, I felt like it was so globbed on.
It's a guy. It's different.
But it's different for me, too, because
no.
I'm so used to just having
just
the powder. And then my sister's
right.
putting all that liquid stuff on me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't even feel like myself.
Literally, they put so much crap on me. And I was like, guys, do you really think I'm this bad? You're just trying to make me a new human. And they said, no, this is what all the TV people wear every day. And I'm like, wow.
It's the lighting.
That's what you're supposed to wear when you take photographs. I think that's crazy to me. But I do think that you were maybe close. Clown face is in.
Apparently.
And Kevin and I got you next time if you need somebody. I love how you're like, guys, I don't know if I'm doing this right.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.